that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm civil defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Shall not be in threat, shall not be in threat, shall not be in threat.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Kicking off the week on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is something you're going to set up on your computer. It's going to be coming to your mobile phone. Doesn't have to be a smartphone because it's text-enabled. And with this, if you want to, you can plan every facet of your day. But what separates Civil Dispatch from the rest of the herd is the fact that, unbidden, based on your locale, they're going to tell you about the things you cannot plan for, the things you can't imagine, if you will. Terrorist attack, blizzard, earthquake, tornado, flash flood, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. On the website this morning, I published a story that was written by Jennifer Cruz at guns.com about a study that came out in Missouri, and she's going to join us at about 10 o'clock. And we're going to talk about the study and what they're trying to say with it. And maybe, just maybe, we're going to be joined by Texas Law Shield this morning in the next hour. I don't know. They'll probably call Magnum and let him know, and then he'll let me know, and then I'll know. Then I can let you know, and then everybody will know. But right now, I don't know. I have given many props to the Hartford Courant in Connecticut because of their call to go after the ordinary citizen who is defying the registration law and make multiple examples out of them. Now another newspaper has weighed in. I think they call this one the Connecticut Daily or something like this. Their headline, Gun Owners Must Obey Registration Law. Now, I don't know if they're lamenting this or whatever, but they make the statement, you know, because nobody knows. This is the strength of this kind of defiance, that, you know, 20,000. At least 20,000 and maybe as many as 100,000 law-abiding, otherwise law Connecticut residents have become criminals. They have broken a new state law that required owners of military-style rifles and high-capacity magazines to register them with the state police by last December 31st. Not quite 50,000 rifles were registered by the line, but that could be as little as 15% of the now illegal assault rifles. It's probably actually in the single digits. See, they got to do something to bump it into the double digits. Now they're sort of giving them the benefit of the doubt here. They say some of these rifle owners may not have been aware that the rifles and high capacity magazines they have owned for months or years now have to be registered, as if they don't have television or go out into the world or venture beyond their door. Connecticut lawmakers, they say, enacted that requirement because they believe it is necessary to keep track of these extra-lethal weapons that can no longer be legally purchased in the state. Let me tell you the truth about the AR platform, real quick, as I digress. The AR platform is very good man-to-man, 300 meters in or shorter. If you are wearing some kind of body armor, like an infidel plate in front of you, it will defeat the round. And the ones at the military fields, the M4s and everything, there's a study that's just come out that is laying blame to the design of the weapon for some for one particular engagement in Afghanistan that left a few people dead due to the gas impingement system gumming up in the bad environment. So, extra lethal? I don't think so. I don't think so. They point out that other gun owners simply miss the deadline, while some are deliberately choosing to disobey the law. And they're trying to straddle the fence here. We do not doubt that many sincerely believe that the measure passed after the Newtown massacre should never become a Connecticut law because it violates their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. But that doesn't give them the right to disobey it. I beg to differ. I beg to differ. Sheep blindly follow wherever they're being herded. That's just the way that works. And at some point, with free people draw a line. Free people draw a line. And these people have drawn their line. I not only doubt that it should have become a law, I know it should not have become a law because it would not have made a difference in the Newtown incident. That more and more each day I begin to wonder if it ever actually happened. The newspaper, however, does not agree with me. They say that this does not give these citizens the right to disobey it. The law's constitutionality is a matter for the courts to determine, not the individual gun owner. What do you think the courts are made of? They're not made of some superior being. They may have more education in the law arena, but it doesn't take a Supreme Court justice to figure out if something's constitutional or not. Where do you draw the line? In the meantime, however, he or she must obey the law or face the consequences of breaking it. Failure to register the rifle or its high-capacity magazines is a Class D felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. A sentence of this magnitude would be unheard of for a first-time offender, but committing a felony is serious and a blot on an otherwise clean record that would not be without consequences. That's all poppycock. Let's play their stupid game, shall we? Let's say it does go to court and is ruled unconstitutional, and they've arrested all of these people, charged all these people up to this point after they start kicking in doors. What do you think is going to happen in between those two points? Do you think it's going to matter that it's ruled unconstitutional at that point? Are there going to be dead civilians in Connecticut who drew their line because of the unconstitutionality of a stupid crime? Tell Glenn to hold on through the break, if you will. You know we're coming up on it. They state no one should take any joy in having 20,000 or 100,000 citizens suddenly becoming criminals. If possible, a way should be found to allow these gun owners a chance to reconsider and follow the law. All as to those who sincerely believe the requirement is wrong, we respect their beliefs, but that does not mean they can disobey this law or any law. Well, you know, it's against the law for me to kill people, but if they kick in my door, guess what happens to them? You know, it's against the law to do a lot of things, but in certain circumstances, you find yourself in a choice of survival. And this is not going to be one of those things. And you know what? In Connecticut, which butts up against New York, which over, you know, they've got TV and they watch California, where they have registration, they have confiscation, and they don't want that. Nobody wants that if they believe in being a free person. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia, what can I do for you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. I just wanted to weigh in on this thing with the registration in Connecticut and all. Actually, I was right with you until just before you broke for the break where... You said, it's illegal to kill people, but if somebody breaks in my house... No. It's illegal for you to murder people. It's illegal for you to commit manslaughter. It's illegal to commit vehicular homicide. It is not illegal to kill someone in a home invader who comes in and attempts to batter or kill you. You know, so that's not an illegal form of killing. So the issue isn't that there comes a time when you have to break the law. The issue is that it is incumbent upon one to defy an unconstitutional law, which should not be in place. It's, you know, there's legal precedent and support for not complying with an illegal or an unconstitutional law. And the unfortunate thing here is that this newspaper is calling for the government, the state government, to make examples of people. That is probably indeed what they will do, you know, with the thought that after they've arrested a few dozen people, it's been in the paper, many others will cave and then submit so that they don't experience the same thing. So it would be the position of those, you know, of whom they make examples, then to challenge the constitutionality of this law in court, you know. And just as you can legally, you know, use your gun, with, you know, if you have your permit to defend yourself, it's good to have the Texas Law Shield or U.S. Law Shield people to advocate on your behalf to make your position clear. These people, unfortunately, are going to have to push this, you know, all the way up through the state Supreme Court or perhaps the U.S. courts, the U.S. federal courts, to have this, you know, the unconstitutionality of this law, you know, made manifest and have it overturned. But then again, let's bear in mind that there is much corruption in our judiciary, and that our Stalin Mao Obamafuhrer is himself supposed to be a constitutional law specialist, yet he treads on the Constitution with great regularity.
Well, let's point out a couple of things here. When I was talking about it's illegal to kill somebody, you know, the gun grabbers think of me defending myself. They like to lump that into gun violence. Now, as far as the other parts of it, interestingly enough, as the weekend came upon us last week, that San Diego sheriff has decided not to challenge the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And so, shall issue is about to become a reality in California. Just like in Chicago, where the Obama appointee, Chang, ruled that it was unconstitutional for them not to allow gun shops in Chicago, the city limits. That went unchallenged. So I don't know why these things are going unchallenged, but I think in the face of the Heller and McDonald decisions, that if this were to wind its way, and I know in Connecticut it's going to have to end up with the Supreme Court, but the fact of the matter is that you've got these hoplophobic people in Connecticut who think that just because something unconstitutional, if it's law. Now, would they say that about free speech? What about if the police wanted to start coming into your house and setting up observation points if they thought there was a meth lab in your neighborhood? Or what if they want to just start kicking in your door and checking your papers? Would they say, well, it's unconstitutional, but it's the law? They wouldn't allow that. What if you had to go and say, well I want to say what I want to say about something. Can I have permission to do it? They're not
going to
do that.
Well, there's already something in the works that's unfortunately preciously close to that. And they're doing it with these energy conservation laws and these green laws and Agenda 21 and everything, where they want to have these people come into people's homes and assess them for space and energy utilization, you don't have enough people living here, or your windows aren't sufficiently well insulated, and blah, blah, blah. You know, so it's almost, that's a little bit shy of putting actual cameras in, but it's pretty darned intrusive.
Well, I mean, Obamacare has forced home inspection language written in it, too. The climate change thing is going to get shot down because for some reason they can't pursue climate change legislation without going entirely totalitarian. That people are asking that now, and people, the climate change specialists are out there saying, well, we're trying to save you from the... It's a very weak argument.
They'll just have the scandals of the Hadley CRU at East Anglia and Penn State and all that stuff thrown up again.
Yeah.
You know, so that'll be revisited.
Yes. So, I mean, I think in the end, we've seen sort of a shift. I mean, don't forget, not too long ago, in Burleson County, Texas, they did a no-knock raid, Fourth Amendment violation, and the guy shot the cop and killed him, and he's not getting indicted. Very slowly, very slowly, I think some people are beginning to believe, even if they've been appointed by Obama, that they've gone too far.
Right, right. And this, even if they're just, even, yeah, right. And so, like, if they care about truth, if they care about their progeny, their children and their grandchildren, and what kind of country they're going to live in, and even if they just care about strict practice, you know, the practical aspect of the matters, you know, they're probably, you're getting a clue. You know, do we really want New York, you know, Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore, L.A. to look like Kiev? Do we really want that?
Well, you know, it's not so much a matter of that. I'm a firm believer in the Tenth Amendment, as long as the Tenth Amendment was meant to keep the federal government off their backs. It was never meant for them to be able to subvert the Constitution. That's one thing these Tenth Amendment people have got to understand. And the gun grabbers have been claiming Tenth Amendment, although it's not going to work out too well for them in this particular case, because they go against it altogether on everything else except if they want to have a gun-grabbing regime. But I think that there's two sides. For our side, for me and you, you know, we're saying, you've gone too far, but we've been saying that for a long time. The ones that, like this sheriff in San Diego, this judge, and Rahm Emanuel in Chicago to a certain degree, because he's decided not to challenge them, they're saying they've gone too far simply because they want to hold on to power.
Right. Well, they could get voted out this year, November, and that they theoretically, I mean, that's if, I mean, you know, on the one hand, people saying the Republican Party's self-destructing, if the Republican Party will stop shooting itself in the feet, you know, then they could pull off some good stuff in November. But if they don't get a clue, you know, they could self-destruct. I know I listened to you last week. It's my understanding from what I heard you say that you're neither a fan of shall issue or what may issue or something. Do you have problems with both stances?
The problem I have with either of those, may issue is much more nefarious, but shall issue, you're still getting permission.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to go through a set of criteria. And I know that they think in their mind's eye, well, this is keeping track of all the lawful citizens that are out there carrying guns. Well, you were never meant to have that. And in my state right now, we're having all kinds of trouble with it, because we're supposed to be red. And, you know, we're red in name only. We had that shot down unceremoniously by my state senator. And we're one of six states that does not allow open carry. Now, I'm not that big of an open carry proponent, per se. But hang on through the break, and I'll explain myself. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically, and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness, and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cued.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Glenn in Philadelphia. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am.
When I was trying to explain to you, we were talking about shall issue, may issue, before we went to break. As time goes on, and I look at the states that are permitless carry, and I see what their crime looks like, and in my state is a shall issue state, and we're the fifth most dangerous state in the United States today. We're more dangerous than Illinois. To give you wow. give you a piece of scale.
That is truly hard to believe, but okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Chicago is one place, and I mean, like New York, like Pennsylvania. When you get outside of Philadelphia, things change.
Right.
As far as
very much. You get 40 minutes outside of Philadelphia, things change.
It, it's like you're in a whole different nation as far as gun rights are concerned outside of Philadelphia. Yeah. So, in my state, it's the same all the way, border to border, top to bottom. The rights are the same. And the problem with this is, and the problem with the politicians out there, is for some reason they think that it's all based upon their interpretation of things when it isn't.
Right. And well, as long as you have a judiciary that's going to uphold the law.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the pie in the sky now.
I was surprised to hear when you had the U.S. Law Shield people on that... that there are some open carry rights in Pennsylvania. That really, I mean, I'm sure it's true, but I can hardly picture anyone, at least in the region where I live, attempting to utilize that privilege, you know. But so wait a minute now. So you don't like may issue or shall issue? So then do you prefer a swimsuit issue?
Sure.
That's okay. That's what I figured.
When that one comes out.
what is your preferred stance called?
On carrying guns or on the lineup of swimsuits coming out this year? My preferred method would be permitless carry. There needs to be some method by which we can abide by the laws and the states that we go into. But if everybody was permitless carry in the United States, I don't know that we would even need that. But you know what? I have my driver's license, and that's good to drive in every state. And I have my marriage license, and any state I move to tomorrow, they're going to recognize that I'm married. And I have my military record, which they have to give me credit for. And but there's nothing uniform about gun rights. It's just a patchwork. And I don't like the patchwork.
But in order for it not to be imposed by like an overarching federal authority, then you have to have like universal reciprocity among the states. You know, the states have to all be very magnanimous about it and say, okay, we'll accept anybody's anything, you know.
Well, see, in my state, because of the interpretation of things, I don't have reciprocity with Georgia.
Right.
And we've got three borders. We're shaped sort of like a messed up triangle. And one of our borders, our western border, butts up almost entirely to Georgia.
Right. And so that's the problem. Yeah, the that is tough because you have, you know, when you have the sovereignty of the state, like we tend to want to defend states' rights against a runaway federal government or local county rights, you know, against an overarching state government that might be going astray. So so you have like the state saying, but we're sovereign, we're the state, we'll issue the laws. And the Fed saying, no, we're the overarching sovereign federal authority, we'll issue, we'll tell you what to do. As opposed to actually having freedom. I mean, so you actually expect like people to have this Second Amendment permitless carry rights? You surely just.
Well, you know, the problem here is you're taking a God-given right that is bestowed upon you on the day you're born. And it's being interpreted by men and women.
Well, the atheists, do the atheists get the rights by default, or do they not get any rights because they're atheists?
It's constitutional, Glenn. I got to let them have it. let me jump. I got somebody else holding. Thanks very much for the call.
Bye, bye, bye.
Andrew in Oregon. Yes, sir.
I guess you've heard about Piers Morgan getting blown off CNN.
Yes, I have, and that's such a sad day. Do you know how good he was for Gun Owners of America? Do you know how well he worked for us?
but you know, the British used to have a very safe society. And, you know, some of them think they still do. Another thing that I thought was kind of interesting lately, there was a guy who got caught in a school teaching a Saturday class.
Is it the guy in New York who pushed for the SAFE Act?
And he's supposed to be an anti-gun guy, but he was packing when they checked the school.
He was helping when they reported a gun in the school. He was helping the cops look for the gunman when it was him the whole time.
They found out it was him?
Yes, they did. After I don't know how, by what mechanism, but I'm interrupting you. What is it you wanted to say about that? That's pretty funny.
No, it's just that I thought that what had happened was that the guy, because he said when he was originally arrested, that he was teaching a Saturday class and he forgot that he had his gun on him.
What kind of gun do you forget you're carrying?
That's what, of course, the press right away said. This is nonsense. But, you know, what I'm kind of getting at here is this. A lot of people who used to be anti-gun, right, as they lay off the police, as civilization descends into chaos, some of these people are finding themselves arming themselves for the first time.
Yeah.
As much as they, and you know what's interesting? These are the guys that really sign up at the gun shops for training on how to use it, because they're not gun people. They've never been in this game before.
No, no. And
now, I live out in the country. We don't even have to lock our doors out here, man. Nobody in their right mind would think of doing a smash and grab out here, because they know everybody in the country is pretty much armed, as a general rule.
Right.
But you were about to say something. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, no. I was just saying that most of the anti-gun people that are out there, even urbanly, like Charles Schumer and Dianne Feinstein and the Homeland Security Director for the City of New York, they're packing. They don't want anybody.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, with the Sullivan Act in New York, but everybody I know in Brooklyn's got one at home. You know.
Yeah, I think I've heard numbers somewhere along the lines of 2 to 3 million unlawful guns in the hands of quote unquote otherwise law abiding citizens.
Yes, and by the way, on Sandy Hook, you know, the moment there's a shooting in a school, everybody jumps on the guns are bad thing.
Right.
But you know what's interesting? Most of the schools in the inner cities in this country, whether it's in Detroit, Chicago, New York, and places like, most of the inner city schools have had armed police, even metal locators and stuff, to make sure kids can't bring guns into the schools.
Right.
For a very long time. So
they still have a lot of shootings there, too. I mean, and well, it's all
gang-related. Well, yeah, but usually the shooting is when the after school, because you're safer in the school than outside the doors, you know, but where that protection ends. But my point is that the whole Sandy Hook thing was almost like when people had suggested that had somebody, one person at that school, been armed or assigned to most of these smaller schools and rural schools, that at least there is one person to bring down a nutty gunman who comes in. Which is better than having absolutely zero protection for that school.
Well, I mean, there was, and if I can, we're about to come up on the last break on the hour. Can you hold through that?
Sure.
Okay. There was one person out there monitoring the halls that saw him come in that could have come around. They were at a 90-degree angle to his direction of travel that could have come in behind him.
But they were unarmed.
They were unarmed. They were on the phone, and they had the presence of, this is somebody, I don't know if it was a male or female, but they had the presence of mind to be locking down rooms and shepherding people out this way and trying to get people out of harm's way, staying on the phone with 911 the whole time. I mean, that's pretty cool, calm customer. And if that person had had a weapon, then if Sandy Hook actually happened, which I'm beginning to, you know, there's, you know, doubts floating.
It would have leveled the playing field.
It would have leveled the playing field. Andrew, if you can, hold on through the break, if you will. And we'll continue this conversation when we get back. Go check out the RBN webpage. Check out the Keller Williams Realty sweepstakes. Sign up for it. Get in on the $50,000 possibility and help RBN and Gun Owners of America get stronger. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi. kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Andrew in Oregon. Thank you for holding, sir.
Yes. One of the things I was going to finish up with, that guy that I was mentioning who got caught back into the school.
Right.
Well, when they told the story on the news, right? They gave the man's they announced they had to temporarily confiscate the gun until he could make a court date. That could be months away, right?
Right.
And then they announced his name on the air. So what I'm saying, every criminal in town now knows that this guy is unarmed. You know,
thing about this is he pushed for this law. And that guy, when he carried the gun into the school, he was no danger to the children he was teaching. He was no danger to the children around him.
No, he really wasn't.
And they passed a law that made an ordinary guy. And he was exercising his rights, and he's now a criminal. And I mean, if I violate the law, whether it's intentional or accidental, if it's accidental, I will fight it, but I'm going to lose, and I know that.
Yeah, it's just like when you hear these people, you know, it's kind of a true statement that. There's an awful lot of gun owners that save the day every day in this country for somebody and prevent people from getting killed or a store from getting robbed that go unreported. And the reason it goes unreported is, well, if the guy left the candy store, there's no reason, the danger's over, there's no reason to make a police report at that point, is there?
Well, then they run the risk of being charged with brandishing at that point.
If somebody does get shot, of course, it's going to have to be a police report, and then a lot of times they will temporarily confiscate the hero's gun, the guy that prevented the crime.
Right.
Or killed, shot in self-defense or protecting the store owner, whatever the case may be, and they'll temporarily many times until there's a further investigation. They check the guy out and so make sure he's not a nutball. And that leaves that person without their gun while all that crap is going on. So you can understand why people just want to say, hey, don't say anything. We're all out of danger here. Let's just count our blessings and call it another day. Because if we go and start to get all excited and want to call the cops, it's too late. If you could have called the cops, you would have. There was no way. Response time, you were going to get them there. You did what had to be done. And, but the problem is that since everything's got to be put into the system. And then all that does is create a lot of problems. But it points to the fact that you can see why a lot of these things go down and no one ever wants to, And here's another thing. But you get to the school shootings.
Right.
Even before and after Columbine, almost 99% of these school shootings involve kids that are on SSRI drugs.
Yes.
Which is like your Ritalin and other derivatives of them. And they're either forgot to take the right amount, or they took too much, or they didn't take it that day, or whatever, and they start to disintegrate. Now, most of these kids end up just committing suicide, but once in a while, they decide to take 30 people with them when they go.
Right, right.
Now, they don't allow children to have these drugs in other countries. This is why you don't hear about these kind of things happening in other countries, school shootings. Rarely do you hear about them. But it's happening all the time here. Now, here's another one to think about. Since one out of four people you meet every day are medicated with these mood-altering... Right.
Yeah.
Now, forget about them cutting off the food stamps, man. They suddenly make it hard, and you hear lately it's hard to get medications, right? Oh, my God.
Well, I'll tell you
the sad...
You're talking
about the zombies that are really going to be on you, if they cut the medications off.
Well, the medication part of it, as far as that goes... I think
well, some people need it, but,
Some people do. Yes, they do. And with some people, it works very well. But,
But when you give it out like candy to everybody, you got a problem.
Yeah. Hey, I want to quit smoking. Let me put you on one of these drugs. My wife died. Let me put you on one of these drugs. I'm feeling depressed.
Yeah.
Let me put you on one. It's become the T-shirt. It's one size fits all. And it sort of makes it easier for a doctor to do his job. If I walk in and say, my knee is killing me, and it's probably because I had no cartilage, I don't want him to get out there and say, let me give you one of these drugs. I want him to tell me what we're going to do to fix this. I don't want to mask it. I don't want to tamp it down. I want it resolved. So, and I think they could do that with mental health as well. They could resolve the issue. Most people that have mental health issues are not...
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Not that it should necessarily be this way, but if you had a choice, and you live in a city, they want to pass all this anti-gun legislation and stuff, registration and stuff, and there was a choice between either forcing these people to register their guns, or saying if you have a gun, you have to take so many hours of professional gun use training. Which would you pick? Lesser of two evils. Come on.
I might, but given it would depend. See, with everybody that owns a gun, I think that's an individual case-by-case thing. Now, I'm ex-military. I have trained extensively with weapons big and small. Some of them are so big they've been mounted on vehicles. So me going to a class with some guy that went through an NRA certification over the weekend, I don't think he can teach me a doggone thing. So if they got out there and said uniformly that everybody that wants to carry a gun or keep a gun can bypass this by going through some training, I probably would resist.
Well, some people got their training in the military. Other people got their training because they were involved in law enforcement. But assuming you had none.
Right. Assuming you had none, it's still a slippery slope, you know, Andrew. If they start with one thing, and we've seen this time and time again, I used to want to be somebody that worked within the system.
I know it gets slippery.
I've been watching the system, and the more the system is out there, the more it becomes, the slope is sharper and more slick. And for every time they want to do something that they call a compromise, it ends up me giving something up.
What are they doing? What's Canada doing about this?
Canada,
if anything,
they did away with their gun registration system because it didn't work. It didn't work for a lot of reasons. First things first, Canada became aware of the fact that they were outlawing handguns with no evidence pointing out why they were so dangerous. And Canada talked about that. The registration system, the computerized part of it, was set up by the same company that set up the healthcare.gov website, so you know it failed. And law enforcement began to understand that only people registering guns were going to be law-abiding citizens, and that didn't help them out with crime at all.
You know,
so
here's
that's
another
been...
thing for you.
Okay.
The kids today are very sophisticated.
Yeah.
With the internet, right? A lot of criminals are very sophisticated with the internet, right? A lot of them want to know who's got the gun so they can break in and steal them when the owners aren't there, you know?
Sort of like
that.
Let's
put it this way. Twitter brought down... Okay?
Yep.
Think about it. Somebody with a laptop could call in a NATO airstrike and did. And like, you know, we live in a different world today where that, even if we could keep that gun information, who's got, who doesn't, who's registered, who's not, somewhat, try to keep it secretive, my God, anybody's going to hack some database, is going to find out all that information, and then they're going to know who's got them, who doesn't, who to rob, who to steal guns from, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's like today, it's you have almost no privacy. And I think the one thing you should have privacy to is when it comes to defending the life of your property, your family, and so on. Look, I mean, if I got married and
I'm running out of time, Andrew. I
would want my wife to have gun training if she has to take the kids to school. I mean,
There you go. Thanks for the call. All right, I guess me, you, and everybody else, we're going to find out if Texas Law Shield joins us in the next hour. If not, we move on. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Financial